This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour of the show. Tonight, artists complaining still about artificial intelligence. We'll get into the latest on that. There's a ton of articles about this out there from these whiny artists.
My favorite are these social media posts. I realize we're going to get into it, but I mean, there's just so many aspects of this that are ridiculous. But my favorite are the social media posts from, quote, artists who say, hey, you're not an artist just because you use an AI art generator. Duh.
I never said I was.
I haven't seen a single person who uses AI art generator say, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
No, I'm an artist. So we'll get into that coming up here. But we're in the middle of a story, Bonnie, that you brought in. By the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Bonnie, you brought in the story about a West Virginia mom who, she's got three kids, 4, 6, and 8. They're outside. They're playing. The four-year-old kicks a ball. It almost hits the neighbor's cat, apparently. And maybe he was trying to aim for the neighbor's cat. The neighbors seem to think this little kid is like a menace to society, and he or the other children are torturing animals. I think, was it 2 girls and 1 boy?
Yeah, two older girls.
So the boy's the little one.
No, I don't know. Maybe we're dealing with a future soccer player here, but I know 4-year-olds, and I know cats. And I know what across the street means. And I'm having a difficult time imagining a scenario where a 4-year-old is good enough and strong enough at kicking a ball that he poses a legitimate actual threat to a cat across the street.
They move pretty fast.
I don't think I could hit a cat across the street with a soccer ball. And I'm a grown adult.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. So like they'd be able to see it coming from a long way away. They're really fast.
Not to mention the accuracy that would take.
Yeah, there's no accuracy for a 4-year-old. But you made the point that these neighbors who complained about this, and to the point where they're calling Child Protective Services on this mom, that they're overreacting big time. They seem to have it out for this lady.
Well, they started screaming at the kid.
Right. They screamed at the kid, called Child Protective Services. They got it out for this mom. They want to call CPS every single day on her, they say, until she gets her kids taken away from her.
I mean, they literally said that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's not like us exaggerating it. They said, we're going to call Child Protective Services every day until your kids are taken away.
Now, look, I don't want to just say, I mean, it does sound like they're overreacting. I will definitely grant you that. But we don't know what the other side of the story is. We don't know how trashy the other mom is, right? This could be like two trashy families who are constantly warring, the Hatfields and the McCoys or whatever. Didn't that happen in West Virginia? Anyway, I don't know where that happened, but it could be.
I don't know about that. What is the Hatfields and McCoys?
I don't even know.
They're like the classic feuding families. The Hatfields and the McCoys are the classic.
Not the Capulets and Montagues, or
yeah, I guess them too. But the Western, I guess. Maybe it's. I think the Hatfields and the McCoys were out west. I'll have to look it up. But so let's hear more about this story. So CPS gets called in. What else transpired here, Bonnie? Do we know?
That's the rest of the story. The mom is not being able to let her kids play outside by themselves and faces the very real threat of having her kids taken away. Because
they said until the kids are 13 years old, they're not allowed to play outside by themselves without supervision. And that is absolutely insane.
It is, and they really need to define supervision here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the mother was watching from the window initially.
Not good enough, they
and
say.
It doesn't sound like the sister watching them was a problem, because she was told this in 2018. She was told, but then in 2021, of what they're calling the soccer ball incident, which wasn't an incident at all as far as I can tell, the kids weren't taken away. If there had been a warning in 2018 and she was still violating it 3 years later, it stands to reason the penalty would have escalated a bit. It would have been another warning. Hey, we've already told you can't let your kids play out here unsupervised. So presumably the sister being out there was good enough.
Well, it says after the soccer ball incident, the family was coerced into signing a safety plan.
Oh, boy.
And Lenora Scanese points out the family could have their children taken away if they're found to have violated it.
What is a safety plan?
It didn't go into what it was, but I'm assuming it just means, like,
I agree we'll not let our kids
that our kids will, if they're alone, they'll be with the sister this time to this time, you know, whatever. Like, this is when I work, this is where the kids will be, types of stuff like that. The kids won't be outside alone.
Is this something they register with, like, the government? I've never heard of one of these. Is this an official thing?
It has to be CPS. It doesn't say right here. It just says
Betting you that it's coerced, right? Meaning that if you don't sign this, we're going to take your kids from you now, right? Okay, fine. I'll sign it.
Right.
And you have to agree to all these terms. And then, of course, it makes it easier for you when you violate those terms for them to take your kids from you then.
Call CPS on the neighbor's cat. I mean, if it trespasses into your yard even once, I mean, don't harm the cat, obviously, but call animal control. No, don't do that either. I mean, the cat can't help it. But, you know, I'm just saying that there should be consequences to the Karen family in this scenario. Not the cat. Don't do anything to the cat. Right.
That's something I always think about. Like, my sister that I don't talk to, she calls the cops constantly all over the country on people that she knows and she feels to have wronged her in some way from her childhood to now, and she is always like, I called the cops in Clarksville, Tennessee. Why? Well, because I remember when I was 10, this thing happened, and it's completely made up in her head. And I'm just like, when is there going to be, like, a mandate to all cops, do not answer the phone if Julia Cruz calls, and or just put her in jail? I don't think she deserves to be put in jail for calling the cops, but there should be no scenario
where
there is something called
a false report. If you report something that didn't happen to the police just because you want attention or you want to cause a problem for somebody or whatever.
So that's stuff that can't be proven to have not happened. Mm-hmm. Like
stuff that she believes happened.
Yeah,
right.
Something in her mind from the past.
It's difficult.
It's interesting you mentioned Lenore Skenazy in that story. I had not read that story at all, but she does tend to pop up. She's sort of like the go-to lady to talk to about these issues where parents are being told on apparently now in rural West Virginia that they can't let their kids grow up. They can't let their kids do the things that they need to do to achieve that independence that is so important for young people to achieve at some point. I mean, why do we have young people who are, well, no longer young anymore, in their 30s or 40s, still living at home with their parents these days? Beyond the economic aspect of it, which you're going to see
I was going to bring up COVID.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see more of not just COVID, but inflation. You're definitely going to see more family members moving in with one another. But normally in the United States, sort of this there's this thing about independence where, you know, when you're a kid, you want to get out from your parents' house. And you've got to have the ability to develop that as a young person, as a child, in order to further that necessity, in my mind, a necessity of separation from your parents, the birds pushing their, you know, little kids out of the nest, that kind of thing.
Like, I don't understand people like my age who call their moms every day. Like, there's so many people that I know, and a lot of my friends have told me that sounds like a white people thing, so I don't know if that's true, but I just don't talk to my mom every single day. Like, I can't
even imagine calling my mom that often.
Like, calling your mom. Like, anytime you have a problem, I gotta call my mom. I can't imagine it. Seriously. And it's not like I don't like my mom. I like her. It's just that I don't even think she's gonna fix this for me.
Yeah, I can't speak as to that. From what I understand about people, I mean, you're right, Ian. Most people do want to be independent. They don't want to be reliant on their parents.
At least the people we know. I mean, maybe most people don't want to be independent.
Well, these people, these Karens don't want these people to be independent.
Right.
I mean, they don't want the kids to be allowed to play outside. They want them to sit outside on their iPads watching, you know, Nickelodeon or whatever, growing up to be nice little mask-wearing inside. Terrified of passing other human being types of people.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's what they want.
And that's what these sorts of rules are going to get. You can't leave the house without mom right next to you until you're 13 years old. I mean, that's like, you're almost old enough to legally work a job at that point. Right? Like, that's not the time when you're just going to be exploring the woods behind your friend's house or something like that. You know, at 13, you're ready to start, working and becoming even more mature at that point. Like,
I don't know about working, but, like, going to other people's houses and being alone and doing things like that. Like, going to the mall
alone.
Going
to the movies with your friends,
that
kind of thing. Yeah.
That type of thing,
yeah.
But
But maybe not these days. Maybe that's the intention here, is to keep young people as childlike as possible for as long as possible. And that is something that Lenore Scanese points out here over at her Free Range Kids blog. So you might want to check her out. If you're interested in this particular topic, she does a good job of kind of keeping up with the news about these things at freerangekids.com. Just the top headline there right now is, quote, "Today's 18-year-olds are more like 12-year-olds. And it's because of this. It's because you're keeping them from developing maturity at earlier and earlier ages." There's more coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Speaking of kids and school and education and things like that, we have a new advertiser here at Free Talk Live called the Socratic Experience. And if you are a parent with kids in government school, you know that that's a mistake. And you ought to do something about it. But there are many alternatives to government schools. Of course, I probably don't have to tell you that 75% of high school students at government school are unhappy and 63% are disengaged, 1 out of 5 functionally illiterate. And according to the CDC, 19% of them are considering suicide. So it could be a lifesaver to get your kids out of government school. And you can now get your child the same education found at Oxford at an affordable price, thanks to Michael Strong, who is an acclaimed and globally known educator. He launched an online academy called the Socratic Experience, where students learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. Socratic Experience, or the Socratic Experience, nurtures your child's unique genius, and it's a proven school. Their students have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. You can get 20% off your first year's tuition by going to SocraticExperience.com/FTL, and that's where you can go to download the Parents Guide. That's SocraticExperience.com/FTL. Class space is limited. You get that 20% discount at SocraticExperience.com/FTL. You know, since we're talking about keeping young people from maturing, which seems to be what the system is all about these days, this is this top story over at Lenore Scanese's blog, which is called FreeRangeKids.com. She links over to KQED, which I don't know what that stands for. It sounds like it should be like a radio station or a TV station.
I would assume so. Most things that start with KR.
But it's not obvious when you go to the site that that may be what it is.
Isn't it curious how the American education system fails in these two peculiar ways, where either someone is so spectacularly bored with it that they end up failing, or it just cannot reach them and they end up learning nothing. So they're either too intelligent for the system, or the system just can't reach them to teach them anything in the first place. But so who exactly does it serve it doesn't serve the dumbest portion of Americans or the smartest portion of Americans?
Well, it definitely dumbs people down. It definitely does not allow them to rise to whatever their potential. And
certainly not.
It wastes your time. Like, I think about all the stuff I learned, quote-unquote, in school, and it's just like, if I had somebody who really wanted me to know a lot of stuff, they would have taken a different route, and I could know so much more from the time I was, you know, 0 to 18 than what they got us to. Like, oh, now you know about the robber barons and
the propaganda.
Know, just stupid propaganda that doesn't help me with my life and isn't even interesting.
Well, John Taylor Gatto, who passed away some years ago, but he was like the teacher of the year in New York State for some amount of time. He's sort of known for outing the truth about the government indoctrination system. And he says it's this Prussian system that is basically designed to turn out a worker drone. It's designed to turn out people that do not question the system, people that will sit on a jury and believe everything that the government tells them, hook, line, and sinker. These are the kinds of people who graduate generally from government school. They've been indoctrinated for years, for 13-plus years, into believing whatever the government tells them. And never really learning how to break out of that system, never learning about entrepreneurialism, just being told, okay, well, what you have to do is you got to go to college, you got to get a degree, you got to have a career, and then you got to retire. And make sure you have some kids in there, too, so we can keep having taxpayers.
One of the dumbest things I ever experienced in high school was when my U.S. history teacher wanted us to memorize every U.S. president in order.
Oh, my God. So useless.
Yeah, years they were in office their political affiliation. And people did this, right? I have really small handwriting, so I just made a cheat sheet, and I cheated that. And I'm proud of that, because to me, the idiots were the ones who wasted precious brain cells and time memorizing this useless garbage information.
Wow.
You know what? That's another thing about just memorizing information that always bothered me is, like, one time my teacher, who was pretty well-meaning, she wasn't, like, the worst, actually, because a lot of my teachers were kind of better at my small, even though it was a government school in the military base, because, like, I don't even know what it was. Maybe it was the smaller class sizes, but some of them are actually better. Well, she wanted us to learn all of the Constitution, and it was, like, nobody really was getting it. Like, nobody wanted to do it.
The whole thing?
I don't know if it was that or the...
We had to learn that
amendment.
We had to memorize the preamble.
Yeah.
I think it was the amendments to the Constitution.
It's still a lot.
And she went off saying, you know, like, if you don't know what the Constitution says, like, people can tell you whatever they damn well want you to think it says. And it's, like, a good point, but
True. Here's
the thing. We never got the principles. Like, you're just reading these words to kids that have no idea what it actually means.
Yeah,
like,
talk about it.
You know, it's just...
Well, they'll never know what it actually means because, as you point out, they didn't learn the principles. Instead, they got the principal, who in American education is judge, jury, and executioner. They're told all these things about checks and balances and democracy and justice, but in their actual experience, in this society, what they have is a tyrant ruling over them.
Sure,
who can,
the warden.
Yeah, who can just say, yeah, I think you're guilty. Go, you're suspended 5 days, or dole out whatever punishment they think is appropriate without any sort of appeal process, without any sort of trial, without any sort of justification to it.
But just to clarify, Bonnie, you're saying they had people memorize the amendments to the U.S. Constitution without any discussion of them?
I'm sure we, like, discussed them a little, but it's just, like, you should learn that stuff first. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't understand what rights are, what does it even mean to you that you're learning about this? Like, no one ever taught me what rights were until I started learning things on my own outside of high school.
Right.
Another thing that to talk about what Ari's talking about is, like, some of the most horrible injustices happen to me in the school system. They seem little, but to kids, it's a big deal. Like, one time, I had to sit next to this boy named Brendan, and I was in fifth grade. And... it makes me so angry to think about it. Like, I was always telling the teacher, like, Brendan was annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was purposely annoying me and stuff. He was just, like, a little crappy little kid. And I was just, like, I literally wanted to be there and learn. And so many times, teachers seem to hate me for being smart. Like, they didn't like that I raised my hand every single time. They didn't like...
Wow.
I got that a lot. Like, they wanted to cut me down so we're all the same size. And, she didn't, like, listen to me about not liking Brendan, and he was, like, doing eraser shavings on a paper and then blowing them onto my desk, and I just grabbed his chapstick and threw it at him, and across the room.
They sent
you
to the office?
They sent us both to ISS for the rest of the day, so I didn't get to learn, he didn't get to learn for the rest of the day, or whatever. It was fifth grade, so it was just, like, I just had to sit in a room alone with Brendan and a mean teacher.
Right.
And there was no, like, she didn't want to hear it.
Did he keep messing with you in the ISS as well?
I don't remember that, but I just think it's ridiculous that it didn't matter that I had no recourse for this guy annoying me. And my reaction was that of a fifth grader was throwing his chapstick across the room because what else am I supposed to do? And it really pisses me off every time I think about that. And that lady was obese like Melanie, probably worse than Melanie. And seriously, I think that people that are that obese, they can't think right. Like, it's like somebody who's an alcoholic drinking alcohol all day and teaching you. Like, I don't think there's any difference.
The number, if you want to join the show here, is 603-283-6160. Talk about the government education or government indoctrination system. And I want to look at this story here about these young adults. We hear a lot about anxiety and depression and all these problems that young people have today. Were those really around, you know, 20 or 30 years ago? I don't remember it. We're coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA News Update. Another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everyone to stay home and off the roads. Governor Kathy Hochul says more than 550 people have been rescued throughout the weather event, with more than two dozen deaths reported.
Our hearts are breaking for them, and we'll be there to support their families and get them through this, but also the people who are the ones who find their loved ones.
After a phone call with President Biden, she tweeted that the president promised to approve her disaster declaration after a historic winter storm smacked a western part of the state, taking the lives of 25 people in Buffalo. Meanwhile, crooks took advantage of the empty streets where snow and blizzard conditions made roads impassable.
New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city. Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm.
That's Victoria Idoni reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. Apparently, KQED is public television or public radio, one or the other or both. But there, it's an interesting looking site because they don't brand it like that. It's just they're just an internet brand is what they're trying to do. It's kind of a smart thing, I think. But anyway, they've got a story here about young people and like college age people and how messed up they are, basically. And so we were talking about earlier, Bonnie, your story of this mom in West Virginia who's being told she's not allowed to let her children, who are aged 8, 6, and 4, out without supervision until they're all 13 years old. And this is the insanity that parents are having to deal with today. Parents who want to allow their kids to develop maturity and develop the life skills necessary to live on their own without having mommy or daddy hovering over them constantly like a helicopter parent.
I find it hard to believe that any state or city really has a law in the books mandating what age children can be allowed to roam without their parents' supervision.
Yeah. It's absolutely shocking.
Like, I don't think such a thing even can exist here in New Hampshire because it's a home rule state, which means that the state of New Hampshire has to explicitly authorize cities to do things. And
yeah.
I don't think that's one of the things that, that cities have been authorized to do. But in a lot of these places, I can't imagine the overreach of the city of Boston or insert city name saying, hey, look, you can't have your kids playing out unsupervised, or even if you live in a rural area.
Well, maybe it's not a law. Maybe it's something that CPS forces on you when they've been called or something like that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, she did sign something like, the best answer to that would have been like, I'm not signing anything without a lawyer, something like that.
I'm not talking with you.
Yeah, don't talk to them. But she probably didn't know. She probably
That's
didn't know
the problem
her rights.
Here.
And they'll scare people. Like, I'll take your kids away right now if you don't A, B, or C.
Yeah, that's a big problem here. I mean, we know there's some friends of the show, Jay Noon. I think we can talk about this. I think they've been somewhat public with what's been going on.
Yeah. I think he called and talked about it on the air, wasn't
he?
Yeah.
Where somebody called the government, I think, what are they called here in New Hampshire? DCYF, I think, Department of Children and Families, Youth Services or something like that. Anyway, they came and they, you know, Jay knows better than to talk to these people, right? Like, okay, well, you know, come back with a warrant.
I almost feel bad for the people who went there to talk to Jay, right?
He had a video camera, which is another important thing to do. If these thugs are going to come and try to interact with you, you better get it on the record. Because you don't want them lying about what was said, right? So if you're going to say something, get it on the record. But even if you're not going to say something, and you probably shouldn't, then get that on the record, too. Get your refusal to speak to them on the record as well. Like, I don't answer questions.
Record all interactions with police and bureaucrats. Yeah. Always.
Come back with a warrant. I don't answer questions. I want my attorney here. That kind of thing. But yeah, you know, you sign an agreement with these people, and then they get even deeper into your life. They dig their claws in even deeper. So here's a story from KQED. Assistant Professor Brett Mallon begins his evening Zoom session at Kansas State University with a question. When the students hear the word conflict, what associations do they make? Many first responses are decidedly negative. One student says, I would say avoid it at all costs. Another says, argument, awkward conversations. The list grows as students make emotional associations they have with conflict, stress.
I don't like this at all. So this is a public school teacher asking kids what they think about conflict, because there's this thing called social-emotional learning, and they've been trying to, like, survey kids. They ask them really, some things will just be like that, like, what do you think of when you hear the word conflict? And the other things will be like, have your parents ever smoked marijuana around you? And they're giving the parents the kids these surveys without telling the parents, and then deciding whether or not the parents are bad parents based on it, or just like deciding to put the kids in basically like therapy in school, which isn't what kids go to school for. And
they've investigated parents over that too. If their kids say my parents smoke pot, the cops will come knocking. That's happened before too.
And just some of it is just so personal that it shouldn't be talked about in school. Like, you know, when have you had sex yet? And, like, what age did you first have sex?
Well, in this case, this is a little different than what you're talking about. This is a college where the students are choosing the courses in which they're getting into, right? So that's a little different than forcing a bunch of children into
for some reason, I thought you had said high school.
I'm just surprised by how loaded it is. Like, my first response is like a strategy game, right? Like, like the board game Risk or something like that. That's what I think of when I think of the word conflict. It's like a war strategy game.
Well, and indeed, some students have those associations, stress, discomfort, war. Only one student suggested that he thinks of conflict as an opportunity for growth.
That's how I would have put it.
This is Conflict Resolution, a non-credit workshop in a, quote, Adulting 101 series at Kansas State. The cheeky name created by the Campus Wellness Center belies its serious purpose to fill in the gaps of missing life skills for students with classes that range from the practical, like how to make a budget, to the relational, like dealing with the imposter syndrome. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's... I would have a hard time describing it, perhaps because I'm an imposter, but it's this idea that you don't feel like you're qualified to be in the position that you're in. You're in. You feel like you're an imposter. Like me being on radio would be presumably an example if I was filled with anxiety. I was like, I'm not good enough to be on here. Like a lucid moment where I'm like, why am I sitting here talking on national radio? I'm an imposter. I'm a fraud, right?
That's a great way to put it. I've seen it. I've only heard of this from social media.
You're here because you're good at it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm an imposter, certainly.
Yeah, okay.
But there are lots of people that claim to have this. Like, my imposter syndrome starts to act up whenever I'm blah, blah, blah.
So they feel like out of place is the idea in wherever it is
they don't
they
deserve
are.
Whatever they have.
Are these TikTok type of people? Because I heard something recently that I never really thought about, but, you know, a mental illness can be contagious, too.
And I think
that's probably what's happening with a lot of these things, like imposter syndrome and anxiety and depression and everything else. And the Tourette's syndrome that was circulating on TikTok. I think it's probably just a contagious mental illness.
Right. Somebody
wants something to talk about. Somebody wants something to relate to others with.
Or they
just, you've got imposter syndrome too, huh?
But they're an imposter by claiming to have imposter syndrome, right?
Well, the other thing is just like they read it, maybe somewhat relate to it, and because it's a lot of these quote-unquote mental illnesses are just regular human emotions. Like, it might be normal to be like, you know, like have a moment sometimes where you're like, I don't actually deserve this. And then later you're like, you know what, actually that was just me having anxiety and it's fine. Yeah. It doesn't mean you have imposter syndrome. Like,
right. Just a moment.
So people will read that on the internet and be like, oh, that happened to me. So me too. So I must have that.
And then they own that, and then they become that, right?
Yeah, right.
So
it's self-diagnosis. And I think that's one of the biggest problems in the United States today, or just in the West in general. If people hear about some sort of mental illness or whatever type of illness, they go, oh, that sounds exactly like me. And then they check WebMD or the mental illness equivalent, and just like that, their Twitter bio becomes full of mental illnesses that they've been diagnosed with, but they've never seen a therapist in their life.
Like, I'm sorry, but anyone could go to the doctor and get Adderall. Like, everyone that has Adderall tells me, like, you don't understand, I feel lazy sometimes. It's like, I could easily go to the doctor and tell them, like, listen, sometimes I'm lazy and I sit there and I don't do anything, and then they'd be like, yep, you need Adderall. Or I can't focus because there's something else on my mind. Anyone can go to the doctor and get Adderall for that. Like, it doesn't mean you have something.
Madeline,
isn't that what caffeine is supposed to, like, do? Instead of having Adderall, drink a cup of coffee?
Yep.
I suspect Adderall's a little more intense, but I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, why jump straight to crack if, you know, what you want to do is get high? Maybe try pot first, right? Maybe before you jump straight to Adderall or meth, try a cup of coffee or Monster if the coffee doesn't work. Or Kratom?
The professor in the class says that students talk about conflict like it's this terrible thing. Is it that they're afraid of conflict, or are they lacking in experience? Probably a little bit of both. Seminars and classes like Adulting 101 are becoming more common on college campuses.
I didn't know that was real.
Yeah, that's where we're at these days.
Never heard of that.
Though ranging in style and substance from one-offs on handling stress to full-semester psychology courses on how to be happy, more universities are offering to help students struggling with the stresses of everyday life and mental health challenges like
anxiety
and depression. Of course, everybody under the age of, 50 or whatever seems to have these days. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll get into this adulting topic here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Especially if you want to comment on young America, people who are just seemingly unprepared for life. And the system, in my opinion, is making it this way. This is intentional. They want people to be dependent. They want people to be childlike. They want them to look to the system for a solution.
That way they're good little wards of the state. They'll never bite the hand that feeds, right? They become reliant on the state, and therefore they never question it. They never challenge it. It sustains them.
It's only independent-minded people that would ever question. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And thanks to Neil Stearns, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Neil joined AMPS, and for $5 a month, you can support what we do as well. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's an easy way to get behind Free Talk Live and the work that we do here, spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom, cryptocurrency, independence, things like that here, 7 nights a week. You can join us over at amps.freetalklive.com and join Neil Stearns and get some of the perks like access to the AMP-only podcast, which has the full radio show without the recorded commercials. So head over there to amps.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a class at apparently not just Kansas State University, which is where the story's from, but a bunch of colleges now offering what they're calling Adulting 101. Basic classes on things like handling stress or how to be happy, struggling with the stresses of everyday life, just basic things like that. They say a growing body of evidence is beginning to suggest that the problems of, quote, adulting and mental health in college students may be rooted, at least in part, in modern childhood. Research shows that young people are lacking in emotional resilience and independence compared to previous generations.
I was going to point out that, you know, we're going to laugh, and I imagine the most common take on this is to laugh at the college students who, ha, 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 they have to take a class on how to be happy or whatever. But this
it's sad.
It is sad, and it's a failure on the parents.
It is.
It's not a failure on the child who grew up to be, you know, useless, who doesn't know how to be happy. They were taught, they were instructed on how to be by their parents, and their parents were the ones who failed them.
In school, it never was supposed to teach kids how to be adults or how to be happy and things
agreed.
Like that. It should have been their parents.
Yeah, and of course, this is what baby boomers and Gen X mostly that we're talking about here, yeah. as the parents in this in these cases.
But I do wish that, I wonder if I meant to say Keene State has an Adulting 101, and if it's possible to just take one class so I can come
just
back and report on it. Because, like, imagine, what is the
yes,
government school?
Yes, you can,
school?
By the way. You can take one class at a college. Mm.
What is the government school teaching people on how to be happy? I really doubt it's anything I would actually agree with.
Well, only one way to find out, Bonnie.
I don't know, man. Schools have a, colleges and and universities have a wide range of different professors.
Yeah, there may be something useful in there. Who knows?
Like one of my English professors, I don't remember the exact name of the class in college. She was a hardcore conservative, right? And I knew that going into the economic paper that I had to write, so I took that particular perspective. But
and you got a good grade.
I did. Yeah. But you also have, there's this mythology that you're going to deal with mostly ultra-liberal professors, and maybe.
Probably true.
But not necessarily.
The problem has been growing in tandem with rising rate of anxiety and depression, perhaps exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, and has left colleges scrambling to help and adapt. A executive director of the Center for Psychiatric Rehabilitation at Boston University, Dori Hutchinson, says some parents have been parenting differently. They have this value of success at all costs. She says, I'd like to describe it as some kids are growing up developmentally delayed. Today's 18-year-olds are like 12-year-olds from a decade ago. They have very little tolerance for conflict and discomfort, and COVID just exposed it, she says. Research.
I don't think this is true. I was seeing people suggest online that they had PTSD from their parents debating at the dinner table and stuff like that long before COVID-19 ever happened.
So I agree.
That's a good point.
I'm not sure what she means when she says COVID just exposed it, but she is saying it's been there for a long time. But for whatever reason now, maybe it's just being seen.
No, now you're finally having to look at it. Now you can't blind your eyes to the crap the society's been spewing out for the last two decades.
Research shows young people who arrive on campus with healthy amounts of resilience and independence do better, both academically and emotionally, but today more students of all backgrounds are arriving on campus with significantly less experience in dealing with life's ups and downs. We were just talking about this last night at our Christmas Day dinner. There's a woman there named Sarah, who is a newer mover, I would say maybe in the last year or so, here to New Hampshire as part of the whole freedom migration. And
I didn't know she had moved here. Cool.
Yeah, she's a college professor who was teaching, and I believe still does teach in New York, but she's able to do remote teaching. So she was like, why am I going to stay in New York City if I can teach remote? I'm going to move to New Hampshire, right? So she can keep getting paid New York City salary, but work or live in New Hampshire. Great deal.
Sure.
But what she commented on that's relevant here is she was talking about how woke and annoying, like, the students are that she's teaching. And she's a college professor, right? Like she's teaching math classes in college, and she's constantly dealing with people who...
Well, wait, I completely forgot when she was talking about that yesterday that she was talking about college kids.
Yes.
I was thinking it was high school the whole time until just now. Wow, it's so bad. People are...
She's constantly dealing with these, like, entitled brats, basically. And I don't remember all the details of what she said.
But she said the other teachers and the students will tell her it's racist to teach math too good, basically. Like, if she's making them do too much work, if she's making them do things that they deem too hard, it's somehow racist. And she also wants them to write math in sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of just X equals Y equals, it's like... If X is blah, 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 then blah, you know, things
put
like that.
Put words into it, okay.
And they
I mean,
say,
she's the expert, but I also took college-level calculus, and I don't understand why that would be a sticking point for a calculus professor. I mean, she's the expert, though.
I don't know, but all I know is they say that it's racist because English is too hard for people who aren't white, which is ridiculous. It's
math
just
is,
so crazy.
Right? Oh, English is?
No, English, because of the writing in English sentences.
Just basically constantly dealing
that's
with this
complaining.
That's
just racist in itself. Like, I'm sorry, but when, I don't know, when I was a kid, I never thought the people who weren't white in my class, they're just not as good at English as me. Like, that's just crazy. I'm sorry. If you're all American, of course, if like English is your second language, it might be a little harder for you.
Sure.
But that doesn't have something to do with race as much as like culture.
Experience, yeah.
Experience.
So she's dealing with this constantly. And I asked her, I said, you know, you've been a teacher for how long? And she said basically since 15 plus years, so more than a decade. And she says it's been constantly getting worse. The attitudes of the students, this entitlement mentality, the constant complaining. It's just she said it's worse every semester when she's been teaching.
And she said that there's like groups the teachers have to be in behind the scenes, and the other teachers will, you know, enforce the woke stuff. Wow. So she can't.
Well, it's a cult, is how she described it, and that makes sense. You know, it's a woke cult.
She said, or this story here at KQED says that students of all backgrounds are arriving on campus now with significantly less experience in dealing with life's ups and downs. Many even see normal adult activities as risky or dangerous. In a new study...
Did they give any examples?
I bet they didn't, but one thing that I can say is, like, it seems like all the people that I watch on Snapchat and stuff that are just like 21 to 23, they act like dating and going to the club is some kind of dangerous thing. And I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. It's
no, meeting homeless people under the bridge is dangerous. But dating and going out to clubs is not dangerous.
There's this one really famous one on Snapchat whose name is Alyssa McKay. And she's like the most followed person on Snapchat right now. Ian's shaking his head because he hates when I watch her. But I don't know why. For some reason, her life is fascinating to me. While at the same time, she's kind of annoying. Well, she's 22. And she like went to Italy with her friend. And I was like, oh my God, that looks like it'd be really fun where they are and stuff. And they were all like, we are not going to clubs. That's dangerous. And if a guy looks at us, we try not to make eye contact with. In Italy. And she's 22. And I don't understand.
Why are you
even
following this person?
I ask her this every time. It's like fascinating.
Maybe it's like watching a train wreck, you know, one of those things. Is that
like, I'm always
like?
Complaining to Ian about her. Like, Ian, listen to what Alyssa is talking about. And then I know that that seems weird, but it's just my entertainment. It's like my guilty pleasure. Like, I used to watch lots of, not Real Housewives, but what is that called? Reality TV.
Oh, okay. Well, this sounds like when you're saying they didn't even want to go to a club or make eye contact with a male on the streets of Italy. I mean, this sounds like stranger danger.
Well, that's how you get cooties.
Right. Well, this sounds like stranger danger, you know?
Whoa. Right. It is.
You might get abducted or
you might have a good time.
The number here, 603-283-6160. So they're saying that this is happening more often with young people today than it ever used to. They just cannot handle the basics of living an adult life. And it's sad. Scary stuff. Maybe you want to comment on this. Maybe you're seeing this happen as well. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.